Hello?
Hi, it's Bobbin.
Yeah, this is Bob.
Hey, Bob, this is John from Bank of Cardiff. I'm with the underwriting department over here. Did you have a
Yes,
couple
sir.
minutes to talk about the file?
Sure, be happy to.
Okay, excellent, excellent. Yeah, we're, working on getting you an approval, and we're at the point that we feel that we should be able to, but I just had a few things I needed to iron out, make sure everybody's on the same page here.
Sure, you bet.
All right. So, looking at the file, we got a pretty good explanation on everything. I'd have to add, I love the fact that you sent over the full story with the business. That kind of makes my end a little easier. Now, I do see that we're working with possibly two businesses here. There's the bigger, faster, stronger, and is it Pro Elite is the other?
Yes, the ProElite Strength System is the manufacturing facility.
Okay, right. Yes. So
Yeah.
now with those, is there a specific preference on which business that you wanted to move forward with?
Well, I think from a banking standpoint, the ProElite looks better right now based upon the tax returns.
Sure.
But in history, bigger, faster, stronger has been, a bigger cash flow entity. And the reason, of course, that has gone down, with the recession and everything, is that predominantly our market is high schools, and
Okay.
that's a there's we market to 26,000 plus high schools, and that obviously that market is limited in terms of, just the raw size. But
Sure.
in the last 7 year period, their budgets have been depleted, politically and recession and so on and so forth. So,
Absolutely.
and we're in a, and plus through this period of time, I bought out my partners. I did everything to take care of a manufacturing facility based upon design work. And right now we're ready to market again to an environment that I feel, based upon the measuring tools we have, which predominantly are based upon the biggest one, is what's called our bid list. And our bid list is people that call up to get bids for the weight room, and then are also our follow-up on our clinic environment. This is at the bigger, faster, stronger facility.
Sure.
And in the last, and again, I'm generalities here. I'm not right at my desk at now. I'm actually in a different place. But in the last 5 years, our bid list has not exceeded $2 million. Now that again is people calling up, and it's a wish list. It's coaches and teachers and people involved in the school system trying to take care of the weight room and their facility tied to training, in terms of the either sport or physical education. And
Okay.
as of today, that bid list is over 3.2 million.
Oh, wow.
Now that's
Okay.
a really prime indicator to me that, see, people, a teacher or coach, and a lot of times the teacher and the coach are the same person within that school district, depending upon the size of the school system. I mean, if you take a look at demographically across the country, 70% of our high schools are 1,000 students or less.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of multiplicity in terms of job description. And in bigger schools, you have a lot more separation based on raw numbers. But in any case, what's happened is there is a lot more interest now because they're being told by administration that we may have some money available. And so they start getting their wish list. In other words, we do weight room designs because one of the prime things that we've established in the last 10-year period is that at Bigger, Faster, Stronger, we're a prime provider of safety and liability certification. And
Oh,
so that becomes an issue at a school legally. I mean, we've been expert witnesses in multiple cases across the country, and that lends to our credibility relative to making sure that the weight room is safe for the use and the implementation of a program.
absolutely.
So that's kind of what I see taking place. Now, however, here's the growth potential. At Bigger, Faster, Stronger, I know that we can probably in a 3 to 5 year period get back to 6 to 8 million a year just at BFS. Because we've been there, we've been doing this for 40 years. People need the weight room equipment. It's one of those ongoing issues. And a lot of times, very few schools can pay enough to establish the need for a total weight room design in terms of a $30,000, $50,000 order, that type of thing.
Oh, I'm
but
sure.
They buy stuff every year.
Mm-hmm.
And so our presence in the market allows them to make sure that the line or the quality of equipment that they put in the weight room is the same as what they may have bought 5 years ago.
Yes. Yes.
So there's a complementary environment based upon design and looks,
mm-hmm.
because we've been in the business so long. Now, that side of the business has obviously been around a long time, and I know that business very, very well. I'm the senior partner in my, when I say partner, my son is the other partner, and he'll end up taking over the company in time. But the Pro Elite manufacturing facility, the 50% of that business deals with dealers across the country. And we haven't even marketed to those people. So now we're in a position where for the first time in the history since 1995, we have 5 distinct lines for the marketplace, meaning that a lot of the dealers can focus on vertical markets where they didn't have a product line to deal with us before. All we had was a high school market line. So that's kind of the process. And then the thinking behind this is, as I mentioned in that, overview,
sure.
We have this relationship with the LA school district based upon what we've done in the state of Maryland. And these administrators, they talk. And based upon our long-term relationship in Maryland, which is now over 7 years and over 70 schools that we are involved with as far as certification and, of course, then product sale, the LA school district is following the same pattern with us along with multiple other products based upon grant money. And one being such thing in reference to bullying. And so we're involved with some of these things that are very, very positive, and we have people at decision-making positions that are reinforcing our place in their market. And so this particular person and, the head of the LA school district, his name is Bill, he is involved with maximizing our exposure to the whole school district. Now, what that means for us is a potential of just raw numbers.
Sure.
And that is part of the process of what I'm trying to do now with raising some extra money and, making sure our manufacturing facility can more than double in the next year, year and a half, relative to orders coming in.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So I definitely understand there's a huge amount of growth potential that you're looking at right now.
Right.
Now, as you are, and I understand, you're looking for financing to get the financing in place for that so you can kind of withstand that growth when it does hit. My understanding is you're expecting to see a lot of that growth come following the new year here. So probably January and such.
Yeah, our primary buying time is January to June.
Okay, all right. So now the primary, use of this financing or where the need comes in, let me know if I'm understanding this correctly, is usually as far as your vendors go, you will get to a point where you have a point of order, you need to make the purchases, but your customers are probably a net 90, so longer than what your vendors are. So you're in the situation that you're waiting for payment. Is that what we're looking
for
right now?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Excellent. So I definitely got a good handle on it. Now, have you looked for this financing anywhere else? What kind of options are you considering, and what kind of feedback have you been getting?
I have one other bank that I'm working with that is in the same timeline as you. And the only other thing that I've looked at is a new product through the SBA, which was a 10-year note based upon $150,000 to $350,000 of financing. I am just learning more about that with my bankers right now that I'm working with.
Okay. And that is a great, it is a great resource to have, especially if you're in the position that you're able to do some long-term planning. I can give you, you know, some good feedback on that. It's definitely something that is worthwhile. So with the amount that you're looking for, it sounds like that is also an achievable amount. Looking at the file, I think, you know, there are some issues with going that route. Sometimes it can take, as far as time goes, quite some time to get it in place.
Right.
Also, a lot is going to depend on showing growth on the company. And you guys, I see, are coming from sort of a, I guess, a lull where there's a lot of potential in the future that you want to come out from. Fair warning, that is something that can play a crucial role in that process. Now, I would recommend maintaining, continuing to pursue that option, but also see what we'll have for you here. Now, the product that we have here, and I'm not sure if it's the same or different than the other bank that you're working with right now, is going to be more along the lines of unsecured cash. So it's not going to place a blanket lien on the business, anything like that. What it does instead is allow you quick access to that capital. Now, have you done a working capital loan before in the past?
I have not. I've never needed to.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, because it's a relatively new product. Not everybody's familiar with it. So it is unsecured. What it would be is, I know my notes say that we're looking for about 100 to 150. Does that still sound right to you?
Yep.
Okay. And some good feedback for you right now is looking at the file right here, is the amount seems like absolutely something that we're going to be able to do, whether it is with Bigger, Faster, Stronger or Pro Elite. Right now, I think I'm a little closer to getting Bigger, Faster, Stronger approved. So I kind of wanted to know if there was an actual preference. If not, we should be able to go on Bigger, Faster, Stronger. That is the one that it's you, your son, and is it your daughter as well that is the third owner?
Yes, she's 5%. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. Just want to make sure I have everything in line over here. All right. So with that, I should be able to get you guys approved fairly easily for probably up to $150,000. The term on that is going to be a little different than what you would be looking at with an SBA loan. They're typically shorter term loans. So it's meant to be used in the situation where you know that you have a return on that cash coming with a measurable amount of time. So the term usually for these programs is anywhere from 3 months to 36 months. I think on your file, I could get you something between 12 and 18 months fairly simply. But also with that, I really want to iron out the time frame of when you will need the funds. These programs they're tied directly to the bank account, so the approvals expire pretty quick. So typically, if we're able to get you a final approval, it lasts for about 2 weeks. So what I want to do is get you that approval close to the time that you need the funds. Because if I go through with it right now and you don't need it for another month and a half, we'll have to redo the process. Now, where we are right now, I can give you some initial feedback on how much and probably the length of the term, but I don't want to finalize it unless, you know, we're actually in the situation that we feel that we want to move forward.
John, could you do this for me? I will be in the office tomorrow. Could you send me an email, and in that email, could you express the terms and the payment amount based on 100, 125, and 150.
100, 125, and 150, okay. All right. And so do you, I guess, try to clear this up for me. Are you at a point that you have, do you have a point of order where you're going to be waiting on, you know, your accounts receivable? How soon is that coming up?
Well, I'm in a position right now, again, with this L.A. school district. We are in a position, and this is, again, I will not move forward until I have the order in place. But I have been told that by this person of, you know, a decision-making environment, I mean, Bill, which is, again, and I never do anything until I know I have it 100%, but they have told me that within a two-week period, I should have a this package order, which is about a, it's almost an $18,000 order, it's $17,750, I think it is, of program and product that we're working with them on. And that would be what would be duplicated throughout the system.
Oh, okay.
And if, so once I have that in hand, then I have basically the presentation is set for this, the first school, that's already on their calendar. Now, so, I mean, a lot of this stuff looks really like it's 100%, but I never go until I have the order in-house, because I'm not going to buy steel and, you know, do the stuff that I have to do to put this, because this is a new project, so to speak, relative to their specific needs. And I don't do anything like that until I have money in hand and orders in hand.
Absolutely.
So, and that's probably the biggest single variable in terms of, you know, as far as a percentage change in my revenue. Because my normal marketing strategies and, you know, the magazine catalog, everything that I produce, that's all in place. I mean, that's not going to change. It's just now a matter of if I get a response to that marketing, which through the recession, that response didn't take place because they had no money.
Yeah.
So I would say if I start out with you and we start taking a look at this and I start analyzing what the monthly payback is going to be, I have to put that into a timeline where I am most responsive to my order taking and turn time.
Sure.
So if you gave me that information tomorrow, by the end of the week, and then again, if the order came in this week, then it would be a go right away.
Oh,
or
I see.
Within
okay.
a week.
See, okay.
if I had that order in place, I would be, because it's the resources I have to buy up front that are going to cost me money that I don't have right now.
Absolutely. So we're just waiting for that hard order so you know that it's a complete green light go on your end. So if that's the case, we're at a good point right now. So I think what I would like to do then is I'm going to keep the file at this stage where I am pretty much just a final credit approval away from having your official approval. Now, when that happens, like I said, we have about a two-week window before it expires. So I'm going to keep it right up on the threshold there. So as soon as you get the green light, I will go ahead and get you an active approval. Now, with that, something, you know, since I'd like to get you familiar with the programs is, now I know I mentioned the term is probably going to be somewhere between 12 and 18 months. The amount that I can get you is probably up to $150,000. Now, that is just for the initial, the first go-around. What this is it's a renewable source of capital. So what we can do is, if this is something, you know, we have project one here, and then project two is going to be coming up a little further down the line that I'm assuming will probably be larger if everything goes to plan. So this initial approval that I'm going to get for you, what I'm going to do is build in to the contract the option to do what we call a renewal midway into the term, where we can refinance you out of the first loan, get you additional cash for, you know, the next project that you have. And what it will do is give you interest forgiveness on the remaining balance of the loan. So if we are 6 months down the road and you have a new project that we need something for, this loan for this first project is not going to be something that holds you back. We'll be able to just roll it over and get you something larger moving forward. It's set up in a way to establish a relationship between the business and the bank.
Okay, with that thought in mind, because this is going to be the education market is a relatively slow moving market.
Yes.
But it is a very positive market to be in terms of security. Also, when you send that information to me tomorrow, why don't you also do it in increments of $50,000 and $75,000?
So, would you like? So, I'm going to send you information for 100, 125, and 150. Now, I guess kind of clear that up. What would you like going forward?
Could you also, what I mean, let's say, for example, if this, see, I wasn't aware of the secondary banking option with you.
Yes.
If we started out, let's say we started out with a $75,000 loan.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah.
Okay, see what I'm thinking?
So a smaller amount to establish that relationship, enough to cover your initial need, but we're going to get our foot in the door and have a relationship here.
Exactly. So instead of me borrowing more than I may need in terms of the timeline and having to, you know, pay interest on it, if I had a if this is an ongoing relationship and I can prove that I can do my payback and we develop a relationship, then on a second go around, because see, here's what could happen in the for me, my order could go from one order to 10 orders at a time to 25 orders at a time.
Yeah.
Because the school district orders for multiple schools at a time. Mm-hmm. And they have 1,500 high schools in the district.
Okay, so that original $100,000 to $150,000 amount, you're kind of taking into account that you will need more going forward with that. So your initial need is probably much smaller.
That is correct. That
yes. Okay. Well,
I could
then
buy
absolutely.
With 75.
Then absolutely. Let's do it this way. Let's look at this as the first of multiple steps in the process, instead of just try to take a grab at what you can now and hope that it's enough to hold you over. What we're going to do.
Exactly.
Yes. Okay. So I'll go ahead. I'll get you the smaller increments so we can find something that is closer to the actual amount of the immediate need. Because we know moving forward, there will be more available for you.
Yeah.
So I'm glad we had this talk, because if, you know, setting it up on maybe $150,000 might not be the best thing for you. It's going to expose you to that interest cost. Let's get you closest to the amount that you need. We'll set you up on a term that will probably, at least on the long end, be at the point that we estimate the new need will be coming in. So we'll be able to build in a refinancing option where it will be available even before that time. So we're going to set you up on, it's pretty much a custom program where we'll get you exactly what you need now with the ability to get more at the time that it comes up the next
time. That would be ideal. Now, again, the timeline, this initial startup and the ramping up of something like this, because the purchase order system in a school is from start to go, just to get a purchase order of this magnitude through a district, is usually 2 to 3 months just to get the purchase order done.
Oh, wow.
So, it's a slow moving, but once one school has it and the others want it, see, then that's where I have the multiplicity of duplication and, the need, for the ramp up, because then then my problem is this, simply, if I go from my, right now I'm at about 16 employees in my manufacturing facility.
Mm-hmm.
I can go up to 36, and out of that, I can produce 3 times as much as I have right now if every employee is producing their max.
Sure.
And when you hire new people, it's usually a 2 to 3 month turn time before they learn their job correctly.
Yeah, yeah.
So my timeline in terms of this first go-round, the longer you can make it, the better it's going to be, because I'm going to be able to service the turn time. The turn time is everything to the schools. So what I tell them is when I get an order, I can get it done in 4 weeks.
Okay.
And that's what they're looking for. And
yeah.
So the 18-month timeline for this first loan would be very, very beneficial.
Okay. Absolutely. Okay. So, I have a pretty good handle on what we're looking to do right now. What I'll do is I don't have the exact terms because I don't have the final approval, but I can give you kind of like
a
ballpark area.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we'll know kind of, where we stand. And then once we get the actual green light, we'll go ahead and get the actual final approval, and we'll do it for the amount that is closest to what you need immediately for options moving forward. I think
that's
we got
perfect.
A,
that
got a good
great.
Strategy
that's
here.
Okay.
Yep. Okay.
Okay. Tremendous, John. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. I appreciate the time to talk, because it really does shed some clarity on the file, and I think that we're going to have some pretty good options for you. I will go ahead and send you the email. It'll be there for you tomorrow, and then,
okay.
We will stay in touch, and as soon as we get the green light, let's get it all going.
Sounds good. I appreciate it, sir.
All right. Absolutely. Thanks a lot. You enjoy the rest of your day.
Yeah. Thank you. Bye-bye.